This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second woman making allegations of sexual misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The New Yorker reports Deborah Ramirez claims Kavanaugh exposed himself in front of her when they were at a party at Yale in the early 1980s. Jane Meyer co-authored the story in The New Yorker and says Ramirez was hesitant to go public with this.
She did spend 6 days trying to make sure that she remembered this clearly enough to want to come forward and put herself into the middle of this.
She was speaking on MSNBC. Kavanaugh says the allegation is, quote, a smear, plain and simple. President Trump has just arrived at the United Nations in New York City, where he'll be meeting with various world leaders over the course of the next 2 days. He's threatening sanctions against any nation that buys oil from Iran. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Democrats holding a 12-point advantage over Republicans 6 weeks before the midterm elections, according to a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. It finds 52% of registered voters say they prefer a Congress controlled by Dems. 40% want Republicans to maintain control. Comedian Bill Cosby will be sentenced for drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University Athletics Department staffer this week. His sentencing hearing starts today outside Philadelphia. It's expected to run through tomorrow as well. In Alabama, authorities say a cop was the target of an ambush as multiple gunmen opened fire on him as he sat in an unmarked car on Sunday.
Somebody started following him. They started shooting high-powered rifles.
The DA there is saying the officer's in stable condition and no arrests have been made. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A school bus driver in Indiana is under arrest after allegedly letting students drive the bus. The 27-year-old arrested facing a felony charge now of neglect of a dependent. Police say he was allowing an 11-year-old, 13-year-old, and 17-year-old to drive short distances in a rural section of Indiana. Other students were on the bus, though, and some video recorded the incident. Members of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and allied governments, including Russia, have completed their latest meetings in Algiers, where they discuss supply and demand of gasoline. Here's John Clemens.
Several OPEC members are pushing for higher oil prices amid lower production levels, so that may impact what motorists will have to pay. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest average price.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped about 0.7 of a penny in the last week. It currently stands at $2.84 a gallon. That is still 28 cents higher higher than 1 year ago.
Both Mississippi and Alabama had the lowest prices at $2.52 a gallon, while Hawaii had the highest at $3.75.
And Japan has successfully landed two rovers on the surface of an asteroid. The Japanese Space Agency saying they landed them on the rock 185 miles from Earth, and they're the first mobile rovers to ever land on an asteroid. You can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News,
message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look at this is our country, a country of for and by we the people. But if we the people don't stand up and take their rightful position of authority, you have what's been on parade. It just seems like for such a long time, but especially so in the last couple of weeks with this Kavanaugh hearing and all. Megan Bark joins us now, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. You're going to take a look at the Sunday TV news shows. Plenty to talk about here, especially as it relates to one Brett Kavanaugh. Megan Barth, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I got to tell you, though, I've really had it, the Democrats trying to, create some sort of high ground in this deal. I mean, they brought this down into the gutter the way they handled this deal, and they've abused this woman, Dr. Ford. And, of course, we have to be so careful in talking about her because, we don't know the whole truth and nothing but. But it just reeks of politics, and this is brought to you by Dianne Feinstein and the Democratic Party, and this is the people that we want in charge of our country again?
Well, not me, and I don't think you do either, but yes,
no.
There are a few out there that want a blue wave in November. So the Democrats are going to try to find women to use as political pawns in order to save Roe. I mean, how many more women are going to be used and exposed by the Democrats? Kavanaugh's accuser, Dr. Ford, wished to remain anonymous until a Democrat leaked her name to the press.
Yes.
And then when they did that, she was very busy scrubbing Dr. Ford, scrubbing her social media profile, I guess in order to bury the fact that she is a well-known Democrat activist.
Exactly.
With a strong penchant for resistance.
Right.
Along with Dr. Ford's lawyer. Who was also part of a resistance march on D.C. and called for women to rise up and resist Republicans or Donald Trump or the administration. And so, there's there's more questions surrounding these allegations than there is evidence or facts.
Yeah.
And yet we have Democrats like Hinano from Hawaii.
Hawaii, yes, unhinged.
And right. Kristen Gillibrand, another feminist fraud, saying that we must believe the women because why else would women come forward and go to the press if it wasn't true? Well, she didn't go to the press. Actually, the Democrats went to the press in order to create this circus and continue to resist this administration and placing another originalist on the Supreme Court. But Hanano said that basically that men need to get over themselves. It's a man problem, and that all women must be believed, and that basically men are stupid or something to that effect, some intellectual bankrupt argument that she decided to tell to the world. Well, again, this is the core of feminism. This is misandry. And you see this rise, especially amongst elected Democrats who want to completely destroy due process and assume that all men not be believed, but all men are guilty until proven innocent at the expense of their chance that all women must be believed.
Right. Well, and we've gone through enough experiences in college campuses, Duke lacrosse team, on and on, where you get these false accusations that have taken place, a woman dragging a mattress around a college campus to, you know, bring a point or deal. I mean, all this gets in the way of the truth and the fact that this smacks of politics. And, you know, so much is said to protect and cover, you know, Dr. Ford, but who's covering Brett Kavanaugh and his family? A neat story about his wife the other day. You know, you got all the media. I mean, you talk about a circus. Could you imagine, Megan? I mean, looking out the window of your home, your family is there, and you got media all on your lawn and, you know, the equipment, the trucks, everything else. And, you know, what does she do? You know, she brings out cupcakes. I mean, she, you know, and gives them to the media. And I mean, and it wasn't, you know, it was expensive cupcakes. It was sprinkles, you know, so you got to go down. So, you know, it's just what a class move, you know, by Mrs. Kavanaugh. But, you know, people are ignoring the Kavanaugh family for Dr. Ford. And you think, gosh, the fact that you even have to have this point-counterpoint discussion, it's just, you know, it's all manufactured. You think about, you know, as you say, she wanted to come out, she wanted to be anonymous, but meanwhile she goes and almost at the same time in the timeline, if you look at it, she's having a lie detector test. I mean, what's all that about? The way this thing has all been manufactured and set up. The other thing to me, Megan, I don't know if you've seen this, but what I see that's greatly missing is that if Brett Kavanaugh was, you know, inclined to this kind of behavior, there would be more than one woman, would there not? I mean, there would be women lined up saying, yeah, this happened to me. He did this in high school. Yeah, in college, in grad school. Yeah, I had this problem. I mean, with any kind of behavior like this, and what Dr. Ford is accusing Brett Kavanaugh of, we know from other, whether it's Weinstein, whether it's our former president, Bill Clinton, there are a plethora of women lined up with similar stories. We're not hearing this. If anything, we're hearing the opposite. People that she said were there at this party, supposedly, you know, can't corroborate her story. And we've got over 60 women that say they knew Brett Kavanaugh in high school and known him and knew him to be an incredible gentleman and of outstanding character. That doesn't line up. And yeah, by the way, did you see he brought out his calendar? Now he remembers he wasn't even there in town. He was gone on vacation during that period of time. And you know, and to Kavanaugh's credit, he was so disciplined with his schedule. He's got can you imagine this, that you have your calendars, you know, from 30 years ago, you have them stored in the attic, and you go, oh, yeah, I got those. And he lays those out to the committee saying, well, here, you know, there's a lot of evidence for Brett Kavanaugh, and it's going to be interesting how this plays out and when the truth finally comes out, what we're going to find out. But I feel for Brett Kavanaugh and for any future, you know, nominee for the Supreme Court, because if it's this bad now, we've been saying, what's the next one going to be like, Megan?
You're exactly right. I mean, usually what happens when you have the accused being a male, there is a historical pattern of this type of behavior. It's not a one and done. If he was a sexual predator, yes, there would be a pattern of behavior established over the course of years, much like Bill Clinton. I find it very interesting that the press isn't camped out on the front lawn of Keith Ellison's house.
Right.
You know, the difference between Keith Ellison and Brett Kavanaugh is vast. The difference between their accusers is vast. Kelly Ford, or Dr. Ford, rather, has zero evidence. Keith Ellison's accusers have police reports, doctor's reports, text messages, video, and their stories are corroborated.
Exactly.
They're very similar.
Right. Megan, we got to go to break. Stay with us. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. It's just about 15 after.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, Hey, coming at you very fresh and independent, Bill Martinez here. Megan Barth is with us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan, I like what Nikki Haley had to say, rather sobering up, the mainstream media with her comments on Face the Nation. She says there's just way too much politics in handling the Kavanaugh allegations. She says, first of all, I think it's very important that accusers are heard and that their story is heard, but I also think the accused needs to be heard, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And that's what due process is all about. And so for Dr. Ford's lawyers to make these demands prior to Dr. Ford showing up on Thursday, the demands were ridiculous, like Kavanaugh must go first. Well, why? I mean, he's actually defending himself.
Exactly.
In a court of law, specifically in these cases, the accuser has to establish the burden. The burden of proof is on the accuser. So she must come forward with all of the evidence that corroborate and support her claims of sexual assault or sexual abuse or sexual harassment. So far, no evidence has been presented. Mm-hmm. And so what is he supposed to go first? How is he supposed to defend himself?
Exactly.
The liberals can try to turn the court on its head, but we don't have an activist judge seated on the bench. We actually have a rule of law, which is protected by our Fourth Amendment due process rights, something that the Democrats wish to deny all and any men, seemingly, specifically when it comes to these politicized allegations. And then, of course, we have another woman that came forward over the weekend, and this is exactly why the Democrats wanted more time. They wanted to find more women. As James Carville once claimed, these are nothing more than bimbo eruptions.
Yeah, exactly.
This is how the Democrats treated other Democrat women that came forward against Bill Clinton. They referred to them in the public realm as bimbos. They referred to them as trailer trash. What happened to All Women Must Be Believed when it has to do with, like I said, Keith Ellison, whereby you have two women that have come forward with very similar stories, including police reports and much evidence, including text messages, but they are continually ignored. And this is how the Democrats...
Yeah, you're talking Keith Ellison's story here, not to be confused with what's happening with Kavanaugh. Yeah.
Correct. But this is how the Democrats treat women who come forward against Democrats. And please note, because it's underreported, that many women that have come forward against Democrats, including Bill Clinton and Keith Ellison and others, were Democrat women. They were all Democrat volunteers for the campaign, or they met them at campaign events.
This is insane. And the thing that galls me, going back to what you just said a moment ago, is, you know, you've got Kirsten Gillibrand, you've got Pelosi, you've got the Democrat entourage and that, who are supposed to be the protectors of our Constitution and the rule of law. They're so unhinged, they've thrown all that out the door for the sake of politics. And what concerns me most is that, we already saw what has happened with the hearing. What is this situation going to be with Dr. Ford coming in, pleading her case, and presenting it to these senators? It's almost, don't you feel like especially the GOP senators are going to be hogtied a bit because of what the mainstream media has already done in referring to them as a jury of white men against this woman?
Yeah, not just white men, old white men.
Yes. Even worse. Yeah.
Two strikes against them. Yes. Yeah. The Republicans can't win. Okay. So no matter how, if they ask her a question, it's going to be taken out of context. If they look at her sideways, that's going to be further abuse and bullying, as they say, of the victim. Even though there has been no victimization that's been evidentially established. Again, this is nothing more than a charade, a political theater put on by the Democrats at the expense of women. And when you use these types of allegations as weapons, specifically allegations that don't have substantiation, like Dr. Ford's and like this new Ramirez woman, who nobody, even the New York Times interviewed a dozen people who could not corroborate her story that Brett Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a party at Yale. And now she says, you know, she wasn't sure if it was him. But the damage has already been done to Brett Kavanaugh and his family. But what this does to real victims of sexual
assault, more importantly,
and abuse.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. Yeah.
It's like crying wolf. You know, you cannot do it time and time again. There will be more women that are disbelieved because of Democrat actions than believed.
And they're willing to throw that all aside and hijack the hashtag MeToo movement. And women need to see this, what they're doing. I mean, you know, the heck with, you know, really abuse and getting down to the truth and what these women are, you know, have been subjected to, what the women will be subjected to going forward, and who's going to hear them out because of what the Democrats have done and what they've perpetrated upon the women across the country, Republican and Democrat women.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, as a woman, I'm sickened by this parade, by this political theater, because, you know, I am sensitive. I think I said last week, I had a sexual harassment lawsuit that I won that I can't talk about, but it was a he said, she said, as in many. However, again, I had the burden of proof, and I met that burden because of the outcome, because I had well-documented evidence.
Exactly.
And so was it easy? No, it wasn't easy, but to do the right thing and to protect my own reputation and to hold those accountable, it was something I needed to do. It wasn't a public affair. It was a private affair. And that's how many of these cases are handled.
Mm-hmm.
And however, Bill, we can't forget the Congress that is making laws for us now, the same Democrats that are parading these women out in order to resist another Supreme Court placement, are working amongst at least 200 congressmen, past and present, that used $17 million of taxpayer money.
Yeah, by the way, what happened to the rest of that story, right?
Right. And so, if all women are to be believed, well, then let's come forward.
Exactly.
The congressmen that were accused of these crimes of sexual harassment and assault were able to use not only taxpayer money, but then put a gag order on their victims and basically ruin their victims' lives about not being able to come forward and speak the truth and out. The very congressmen that are making laws, and maybe some of the very congressmen that are sitting on the Judiciary Committee,
exactly,
could turn out to be sexual harassers themselves.
Megan, Dick Durbin, which really got, I mean, the deflection and that the Democrats are excellent at doing, I mean, they're black belts in deflection. And for some reason, it's like Republicans are Velcro to this deal. They will take their own responsibility. They will dump it on the GOP, and somehow it sticks on the GOP. I don't know if you blame the mainstream media or you just blame the Republicans for just having such a poor ability to deal with crisis management. Dick Durbin, who the number two ranking Democrat in the Senate, he says Kavanaugh's accuser is not being treated respectfully. You got to be flipping kidding me. I mean, Senator Grassley et al. Have bent over backwards for Dr. Ford. How is she not being treated respectfully?
She wasn't treated respectfully by the Democrats. I mean, again,
yes, exactly.
At the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you said a black belt in projection. But at the top of the hour, she wished to remain anonymous until some Democrat leaked her anonymity to the Times or the Washington Post. And so, you know, Dick Durbin, of course, like I said, Republicans aren't going to win in the court of public opinion, which not be portrayed as objective or kind or patient as they were with Dr. Ford. So the public smear campaign continues, again, not only Kavanaugh.
But all citizens need to be on guard here, Megan, because if the presumption of innocence is gone, you're guilty, and without a chance of proving your innocence, if this is what it's come down to, what happens to the everyday citizen? Who's next?
That's right.
Exactly. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Zamperini, aren't you?
Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
You think you can run a 4-7 mile again?
I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man. Just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrandt's best-selling book.
These men did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second woman making allegations of sexual misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The New Yorker reports Deborah Ramirez claims Kavanaugh exposed himself in front of her when they were at a party at Yale in the early 1980s. Jane Meyer co-authored the story in The New Yorker and says Ramirez was hesitant to go public with this.
She did spend 6 days trying to make sure that she remembered this clearly enough to want to come forward and put herself into the middle of this.
She was speaking on MSNBC. Kavanaugh says the allegation is, quote, a smear, plain and simple. President Trump has just arrived at the United Nations in New York City, where he'll be meeting with various world leaders over the course of the next 2 days. He's threatening sanctions against any nation that buys oil from Iran. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Live. If you want to know how far love can go, how deep, how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my head, look at my side. You can count.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you want to know.
Well, I'll tell you, we got a lot of opinions. We need some more facts here, don't we? You know, you've heard me say often that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And until we really get down and understand what has happened with Judge Kavanaugh, what happened or didn't happen with Dr. Ford and Brett Kavanaugh back in high school. And, of course, now there's, as Megan was mentioning, there's another person that has come out. And, you know, I mean, this stuff is just getting to be ridiculous, but this is what the Democrats, as Megan pointed out, had hoped would happen, and that is that there would be more people coming out. And I say, well, you know, hey, look, it, open it up, let it all come out. Let's get as many people here, because some of this stuff gets to be where, you know, is it believable? And you know, and the thing is concerning is that what does this do for the hashtag Me Too movement? You know, what is going to happen here? Is that all going to be compromised because you've got various stories? And I understand that there needs to be a rule of law and people need to be heard. But there needs to be channels, proper channels in which this takes place. It is really dangerous when it all comes out in a political environment like one we have right now, where the Democrats' ambition clearly is to do everything they can to make sure Brett Kavanaugh does not find a seat in the Supreme Court. The Democrats know that a conservative judge is going to tip the balance, something that, you know, what are we talking about, 70, 80 years since that has happened, since conservatives, you had a conservative majority designed into the Supreme Court. This drives them nuts, especially when they have been able to utilize the court as their short-circuiting of legislation. You know, they don't want to do the hard work. They don't want to go through the processes that our founding father had established in the Constitution and in procedures. No, look at, you know, let's just, we'll dictate to the people how they should live, and we'll get favorable judges, activist judges, you know, in the Supreme Court and at local levels, so that, you know, as I mentioned before, you had a judge in California absolutely expunge 8 million votes with the power of his own pen. One activist judge decided that 8 million voters in California who decided that marriage should be defined as between a man and a woman, and the judge, who, oh yeah, by the way, a homosexual, says, ain't going to happen, and he strikes it out. And nobody said anything. And then meanwhile, you hear Democrats saying, oh, we need to protect every vote. Oh, really? Well, where were you in arguing about that, where you had one judge? Oh, because he decided in your favor, it's okay. But if it's not in your favor, then, you know, that's a problem. And, you know, this is the nature of politics, but it's also why we need to be able to discuss these decisions and processes in the public square, where it can be done in such a way to where it is a level playing field. And you don't have Google or Facebook or these other social media entities who think like the elites do, and that is that they know better than everybody else, and they're going to control the narrative. And this is all very dangerous. WND reported over the weekend an analysis of information that they had looked at and broke down regarding Google, and Google can say we're not prejudiced, but the analytics prove different. It is astounding how prejudiced they are. And, you know, what's happening with conservative thought and how it's being put in the back of the bus, very blatantly, by the way. And they're going to be rather irritated. I don't know that they'll be surprised, but they're going to be irritated when, you know, we've got to have regulation. Now we've got to get the government involved. And this is like insane. And this is the reason, I guess, we have the government, so that, you know, we can level the playing field and make it fair for everybody. If you're going to be utilizing and being able to exercise a public utility, which is what Facebook and Twitter and that have become, and have such a powerful influence on our culture today, well, then, you know, there needs to be that level playing field. You cannot be the one who is dictating what stories rise to the top and tapping them down. I mean, right now, we're led to believe that there's going to be this incredible blue wave that takes place, and that, you know, Democrats are far outweighing, you know, in terms of approval, you know, over Republicans. And I can think that in some cases, you know, that could be true. But overall, when you consider what's going on with the economy and how positive things have been, and you may not like Donald Trump, but look at the product, you know, look at the fruit of what this president and his administration has delivered on behalf of we the people. You know, as he said, why would you fire somebody who's doing a good job for you? It doesn't make sense. But, you know, the mainstream media would like us to believe that, you know, Donald Trump is not worthy. And, you know, if he's going to stick around, then we need to bring Democrats in so that they can do everything they can to impeach him, do everything they can to impede all this good stuff that's been happening. So what? You know, 4.2 GDP and looking at maybe 5 and 6% GDP, that's not good for you? Leveling out the playing field for trade, that's not good for you? The stock market, your 401k, boy, when has your 401k expanded to such great numbers? I mean, were you like opening up and seeing what's going on? I mean, for the longest time, you just shut it down. You just didn't want to look. It was just so bad. Now all of a sudden it's good, and but I guess, you know, that's a bad thing according to the Democrats, and we need to put them in play. And, oh, yeah, by the way, it was their policies before that put us in the doldrums, and, you know, and thank God for Donald Trump. What would we be like? Where would we be at today if Hillary Clinton was elected president? You know, and forget about all the corruption in the Department of Justice and all that's been going on there, which is an absolute mess. And this is all brought to you by the Democrats. Dr. Ford, I mean, it's a sad story what's happening here, that, you know, that she was, you know, supposedly, I mean, she says she was abused and, you know, attacked in that. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, the way it's come about is, it is unnerving, but we got to get through it. We're this far into it. And now we're going to get through it. She's going to have her day on Thursday to be able to present her case. And we'll figure this out. But what concerns me here in this court of public opinion, as I was talking with Megan about, the, you know, presumption of innocence is out the door in the court of public opinion. But this is all very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, because if this can happen to Brett Kavanaugh, you know, how much easier can it happen to you? And you have no recourse. And this is already, I mean, the fact of the matter is it already is happening. You know, don't be fooled. I mean, I just heard a story over the weekend about a dear friend. And what's happened to her is just so unjust. But she's got to go through the process and get control of the matter to where her case and her story can be told. But right now it's a one-sided story. And, you know, but this is America today. You know, due process is out the door, especially when you get in that situation where it's the court of public opinion. Look what happened to Brett Kavanaugh's approval because of what the mainstream media and what the Democrats have perpetrated. At what? At what expense? I mean, at the expense of Dr. Ford. I mean, I just can't help but feel that she's being used as a tool, all for the sake of the Democrats and those that cannot dare. I mean, they are just absolutely psychotic over the idea that there would be another conservative on the Supreme Court. It is driving them bonkers. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. The conversation will continue, so stay with us right here at 18 before the top of the hour.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth, and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
To Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire.
Your program, your calls, your opinions.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Eddie Scarry is joining us now. He reports on media for the Washington Examiner. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on. I wanted to address your opinion piece in the paper about the media convicting Brett Kavanaugh and the GOP on grounds of being white males.
Yeah, and I wrote this this one up Saturday, but we're going out, I guess this is 2 weeks now, with, you know, obviously the case of Christine Ford, and then now you have this other one in New York Magazine, or The New Yorker, and yet over and over again, just hear from just watching TV, you also read it in the papers, where the fact that he's a white man and the Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee are also white men that are going to be questioning Christine Ford, as if it means something. You never actually hear the context of or why this is a demerit against either Kavanaugh or the Senate Republicans, but it's just by the fact you're supposed to cast some doubt on them because they're white men. You run into a little bit of a problem when they the comparison then shifts to how this is very reminiscent of Anita Hill. Well, first,
exactly.
The woman in this case is white. And then if you go back to Anita Hill, this was white Republicans defending a black nominee.
Yeah, well, this is all upside down. But, you know, this plays into the narrative. The Democrats love confusion. And as long as they can mix things up, and, of course, the big issue is this identity politics. We continue to leave ourselves vulnerable. This is why, you know, in part, I hate these reports, Eddie, when they talk about, you know, Hispanic Americans and Black America and all this stuff. This is all divisive. You know, we are Americans. We either are united or we're not. And either we're going to focus on being united or we're going to continue to be pawns in this game being brought to you by Democrats and the mainstream media.
Well, that's the culture we live in now. It's the national discourse still largely, the terms are largely set by the national news media, but it's all dictated and dependent on who has the privilege, who can claim the victimhood. Obviously, if you're a white man, you sit at the pinnacle of this supposed privilege. And that in this case is Kavanaugh, especially because I guess he has a wealthy background. Again and again, you just hear about, you had Joy Behar on The View on ABC a few days ago saying that these white men in the Senate are protecting the man who's probably guilty on MSNBC over and over again. And CNN, by the way. They'll just say, you know, what we have here is white men. They don't tell you why that's a problem, but it is a problem to be fixed. And not only that, the burden of proof is then, because he's a white man, placed on Brett Kavanaugh to prove he didn't do this, which is an impossible thing to do, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here it is. You know, Dr. Ford has claimed other people who were at the party, and there's no corroboration whatsoever. And you can go on and on. But, you know, if people want to believe Dr. Ford no matter what, they will believe it. I don't know that there's going to be any change of mind here, because the hearts are fixed. That's the sad story about all this. And meanwhile, you know, Brett Kavanaugh, like, you know, Justice Thomas, you know, will go into the Supreme Court, and you're kind of like dragging this anchor around with you. It's like, you know, your reputation is forever tarnished. And that's unfortunate when, you know, you consider the capabilities of both men, you know, Justice Thomas and now Judge Kavanaugh. I mean, this is their future, and this is what they have to, you know, be tainted with, all in the name of politics.
Right, yeah, and we keep hearing over and over again as well that we need, you hear this from Democrats, the media, and Republicans who are terrified of both, that that the accuser, Ford, should be treated with respect. We have to treat her with respect. Well, I think somebody should ask why Kavanaugh is not.
Exactly.
Why he gets the same thing. And you talking about people changing their minds on this issue, no one's going to change their mind, because the claim is very, very fishy. The timeline is even worse. We talk about how her story, how Christine Ford, her story was leaked, or that she was outed by somebody. She's the one who, all before the Washington Post ever identified who she was, she called the Washington Post. She wrote a letter to her congresswoman. She asked that letter go to the senator. She took a polygraph test. She got a lawyer. This is all before the Washington Post story came out. There was no leaking, and if it was, she outed herself. She wanted to come forward. She said she decided to come forward after realizing the danger of Kavanaugh being put on the Supreme Court. And that's why the whole thing is about politics. We also hear we're not supposed to talk about it as if it's a political issue. This is a victim. Well, she's the one who made it a political issue.
Yeah, clearly that's the case. And the other thing is that's very dangerous to me, Eddie, is whether it's Joy Behar. Of course, she's been ongoing. And, I mean, you know, people need to set her aside because, you know, we don't need her voice in the public square. It's not a voice of reason. It is a voice of emotion. And if it's going to be in the public square, then measure it for what it is. I mean, in the old days, it used to be that if you offered any kind of opinion and prediction and it was incorrect, then you were marginalized from society. You know, nobody wanted to hear from you anymore. But whether it's, you know, Dick Durbin, who made, you know, who made this disgusting statement about, you know, Dr. Ford not being respected. And I'm going, you got to be kidding. You know, Senator Grassley and the Republicans have bent over backwards, you know, for Dr. Ford. How is she not being respected here? And to your point, it's Judge Kavanaugh and his family that have been disrespected.
Yeah, and you said that she's being attacked. You know, you have a lot of Democratic senators coming out saying that she is being disrespected and being attacked. Well, that's because unless she's given a bag of diamonds and Kavanaugh withdraws his name, there's not going to be anything more that he can do, that Republicans can do, to satisfy the people who are unhappy with his nomination. But I think you should not fall into the trap that so many on the extreme left do, which is trying to silence people. I think having people out like Joy Behar, like the commentators on MSNBC, CNN, talking about this, they they're very upfront where they're coming from. There was a piece in Atlantic Magazine just Friday that said the burden of proof is on Kavanaugh to prove that he didn't do what he's accused of doing, and if he can't, then he should just withdraw his name. I think that it's very transparent about what's going on here, very obvious, and that's why I think that it's not going to work. I think we just need to get through the hearing, let this woman say what she has to say, which I don't know why they're negotiating. If she has something to say, she should just say it.
Exactly.
But get through it and then let him sail through like he was always going to.
Well, I mean, you know, one of the propositions is that she wanted Brett Kavanaugh to come first. Well, that's nuts. I mean, in a court of law, you know, the accuser has to lay the case out, because the defense has to know, okay, well, what burden of proof exists? You know, what do I have to do? And this is a tough situation, as you say, because, unfortunately, on top of it, they're not allowing any other witnesses to come in. Right.
Right. And also, Republicans are expected to not even ask her any questions. I don't know why she just doesn't have a press conference.
Exactly.
The media is already criticizing them if they want to know where and when this happened. Very basic, fundamental questions about her claim. And yet that's supposed to be one of the CNN people said that was walking a dangerous line. You're not allowed to ask anything. I don't know what they want her to sit up there for if she can't be asked any questions without them looking like angry white men, I guess.
Right.
So she should have just had a press conference and then be done with it.
Well, it is loaded with landmines for, you know, the GOP senators there in this committee. They have got to treat this with kid gloves, no doubt, and I think they've been doing that, including, you know, President Trump. I mean, he's been real careful about this. And, we've all been. You know, I think, you know, we want to be sensitive, to Dr. Ford's claim, but you have to look at it in its total context. And to your point in your opinion piece here, is that when you look at all the moving parts involved here, it doesn't add up, and it smacks of politics. And, this is why people are so uncomfortable about this, Eddie.
Well, that's exactly what it does add up to, is politics. And I think everyone was very sensitive when this claim first came out. Nobody knew what to do. Nobody knew exactly how far it was going to go. But then when her lawyer comes out, which she gets a lawyer, does the polygraph test, contacts the Washington Post, sends letters to her elected officials, and we're supposed to act like this isn't politics.
Mm-hmm.
It's very obviously politics. And I think that the sensitivity phase that we were going through should probably wrap itself up very quickly here, because when it comes time for them making all these ridiculous demands, like you said, Kavanaugh should talk first. She basically should be able to sit there and not be questioned at all and just give her story. I think people now are coming to terms with what exactly the issue is here, and it's simply an attempt to get Brett Kavanaugh to withdraw his name.
Exactly. Well, they're putting this into a bucket of gum, and this is, in a sense, another delay tactic. You know, we had questioned until Ms. Ramirez came out, is that usually what you hear in these cases is that with somebody with this kind of, dysfunction that's being claimed by Brett Kavanaugh, there should be a lineup of people. Any other, incidences and cases where there have been these kind of offenses, there's a lineup of women, and if anything, we're seeing a lineup of women, including women that he had dated, that loud his praises. So this is it's nuts reconciling all these dots here. Yeah, I don't know, Eddie. I mean, I appreciate that you've done all the hard work and going through the exercise. We're doing the same thing, and Main Street America is brain damaged and bruised over this as well. So I'm like you. I can't wait until this is over and we can move on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks a lot for having me on, okay?
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the time. Eddie Scarry, he reports on media for the Washington Examiner, and we appreciate his time.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Homemakers.